Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to What We Said podcast. I'm JC.
And I'm Chelsea.
And Chelsea is
Don't say it.
Her gel.
I knew that's why you wanted to start.
Her gel nail polish all over my desk.
It's not gel. It's dip.
Dip powder. My mistake. Her nails looked amazing this morning. She showed me. She's like, oh, I want to rip them off. I'm like, why? They look so good. They don't even look grown out. And then I looked over. Like an hour later, ripping them all off.
I know. Well, the thing is, it's like acrylics. Like once one of them is gone, because I had chipped one playing pickleball.
There was not one of them gone.
Yeah. Well, I had chipped it. So half of it was gone. So the top half.
Okay.
And so it would bug me all the time. We did it playing pickleball, which is going to lead us into our next topic. But before we do that, I was like, oh, this one's gone. And so I kept playing with it. And it kept like slowly, you know, when the bottoms of your like acrylics just start to get to the point where you can slide your fingernails under that. Yeah. So I just knew that they were gone today. I knew it was when I woke up, I was like, today's the day.
These today's babies the day. Are gone.
They lasted Rip a good 2 weeks.
Yeah. They looked really pretty.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. I'm like, she's lying.
No, they really did.
Yeah, they did look good. I really liked them.
In other news, I painted my nails all different colors and they're fugly. Thank you for asking. As I'm looking at them, I'm like, they're kind of hainy.
It's just in this lighting. They're cute out there.
Cool. So you agree. You think I'm ugly. Just kidding. No, it's, I think they're cute.
I'm ugly.
I think they will be.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're a cute vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say it, but when you're tan, it looks better. And unfortunately,
I still think I'm not tan.
So, anywho. Yes, we've been playing a lot of pickleball lately. If you guys don't know what pickleball is, let's try and explain it to them.
It's basically a combination of tennis, ping pong, and racquetball. You play with a wiffle ball and a paddle. The paddle's a little bigger than the size of your hand, actually. Much bigger. It's my hand. I'm like, my dainty hand.
My beautiful hands. Chelsea posted the other day. She's like, on our Balanced Boss feed, we had taken a photo of her hand, and like, her hands are honestly so pretty. Like, mine are actually hainy. And
they're
so
not.
Okay. Yeah. But I just, you know how some people have like model-esque hands, like they're very beautiful hands or feet, and some people just don't. And I'm one of those people who just doesn't. Chelsea is very fortunate in that area. So we took a photo of her hand and it's just like so beautiful and like dainty. And she posted on her story and she's like, this is my hand. And I replied, I'm like, no need to brag.
Like, well, at first I was like, because there wasn't anything tagged in it. And I was like, I don't want people to think that we stole that from Pinterest. I wanted to get the credit deserves, and I wanted people to start hiring me.
I wanted people to see that hand for all its glory.
Literally. Maybe I should start selling hand picks.
Yeah. I bet there's a market for that.
Text Nick. I'm like, please put up an offer on Craigslist.
But yeah, we've been playing pickleball. It's really fun. You play on something similar to a tennis court.
You can make a pickleball out of a tennis court, a pickleball court out of a tennis court. It's kind of maybe like half the size of a tennis court. You still have a net. A lot of old people play it. Your grandma and grandpa probably play it. And it's sweeping the nation right now. It's a really fun sport.
I feel like a lot of young people are getting into it.
Yeah, it really is getting into, well, especially nowadays when there's not much to do besides like outdoor things. And so people are like, okay, what can we do? Hikes, beach, pickleball, tennis.
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
At this point.
It's really fun. If there's a pickleball court nearby you, you guys should go try it out.
Yeah. Leif and I have yet to beat Nick and Chelsea, which is really starting to get on my nerves. So today's the day. We're going to play after this and I will be victorious. Me and Chelsea tried to play against the boys and we did lose, ladies. I'm sorry.
I know.
We're like, we're both on our periods and we're like, menstrual cycles unite. And we touched paddles and we're like, we're going to kill them. And they even let us get a head start and start at six and we still lost. So yeah. That's getting embarrassing for two very independent young women.
I know. It's, well, and then we did a switcheroo where we had, you know, we're trying to even field, see what feels the best. And so then me and Leif were on a team and Nick and JC were on a team, which they did beat us. But I was telling Leif, because Nick is really good at, he's played tennis his whole life. And pickleball, again, is like similar to tennis in the way that you hit the ball a little bit. But he's very talented in that area. And again, has done it all growing up. His dad was a collegiate tennis player. So it's, you know, it's just in his genes and it makes me so mad. And because when me and him play one-on-one, I'm always like, okay, go hard on me. Like, actually try. I want to get better. And the only way I'm going to get better is if you, like, really do those, like, fast hits at me. And he was like, okay. But he never really does it. But then yesterday when we switched teams and it was me and Leif versus him and JC, he started bringing the heat. And I was like, no, this is good. I like this. We should play like this. So anyways.
Me and Nick did win.
Yeah.
Our chemistry was out of this world on the court.
It was literally out of this world.
We're going to read your worst first kiss stories today. And boy, oh boy, am I excited because these are my favorite episodes, as I always say.
I know. I love that we don't read them before now.
Yeah. Beth has been choosing these stories for us. So we don't know the stories going into it. And I feel like it's an added element of surprise that's really fun. So you guys wrote in your worst first kiss stories. We're going to read them to you. If you guys are new to our podcast, I always forget that new people listen. I'm like, oh, they might not be familiar. But we do these story episodes every once in a while, of like embarrassing stories, you know, the worst accidental texts you've ever sent, confessions. Like, and again, they're definitely crowd favorites. Like, I feel like this everyone's just like, these are the best ever. And we never know. We're like, we want our podcast to be diverse. You know, we want to like
Mix it up.
But at the same time, we're like, also, we could do these all day, every day, and we would not get sick of it. So
I know.
It's really fun.
So let us know if we should turn this into a story podcast.
Because it might be a lot easier on our end.
That'd be a lot less work. Here at the What We Said podcast, we are both allergic to cats, unfortunately. I wish that I could have a cat so bad. I do love cats. And we know that a lot of you guys love cats and have cats. Therefore, we are here to talk to you today about pretty litter. I'm sure you're not fond of the stink bombs that your cats leave in their litter box. I know that's one thing I don't like about cats when I go to someone's house is, you know, sometimes the litter box can be quite a hassle. Everything from cleaning to covering up the smell, it's just a constant battle, I'm sure. That's why you guys need to use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter is kitty litter reinvented. Unlike traditional litter, Pretty Litter's super light crystals trap odor and release moisture, resulting in dry, low-maintenance litter that does not smell. And Pretty Litter is virtually dust-free because it's manufactured with a specialized de-dusting process. Less dust and no fuss. Pretty Litter arrives safely at your door in a small, lightweight bag that lasts up to a month. You can get litter bags auto-shipped so you don't have to deal with last-minute trips to the store, and shipping is free. But above all else, here is why Pretty Litter is a pet parent's hero. It is a health indicator. Pretty Litter monitors your cat's health by changing colors when it detects potential underlying issues. You will not find that kind of innovation in conventional litter.
So you guys can get the world's smartest litter without leaving home by visiting prettylitter.com and use our promo code WHATWESAID for 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com, promo code WHATWESAID for 20% off. Again, prettylitter.com, promo code WHATWESAID.
Amazing. I need to like log into this thing. What's going on?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. Actually pumped to finally have something to write in. Crying laughing face.
Okay.
Worst first kiss. All I have to say is it happened in Provo.
That's all you need to say.
We're like, next story. So the rest shouldn't even come as a surprise. It was my first time hanging out with this guy. Like, we only texted probably 2 days prior to hanging out, so I barely knew him. We were sitting on his couch and he randomly went in to kiss me and just started singing the song from Tarzan, Two Worlds, while he was kissing me.
What do you mean?
Two Worlds. Which one is that?
One heart or two oh, hearts. Yeah. Oh, two shoot. Worlds. One heart apart.
Trust your heart. Let faith decide. I love Tarzan. Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
We should watch that.
I just thought of the sad part of that movie. Well, actually, it's not that sad, but it is still sad. When the guy gets hung and you can see his shadow. Did you know that? You know when Clayton gets hung in like the vines?
Why am I having a hard time knowing who Clayton is? The hunter or something?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to watch Clayton. That movie. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now it all came back to me. That's all I needed
just
to hear.
One word. Anyways, it actually makes me sad too. You know, like, anyways.
Don't Disney get into it. I know sad. It's going to be about an animal. I know for a fact. It's not even about a human.
Actually, I was going to say his parents died at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. That got was eaten really by a jaguar. Sad.
And then the baby gorilla does get eaten as well.
It does?
Yeah, their child. Remember? That's why they adopt Tarzan. That's why they were two worlds, one hand or one heart.
Okay. Keep going.
Anyways, the fact that he was singing that song while he was kissing her.
It's absolutely going
to
be no for
me. He was not joking. Like, so serious. Didn't even crack a smile. Like, he was trying to seduce me with a song.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm cringing. I'm cringing. Not just a song, but a freaking Disney jam that I'm supposed to love. And now I cringe every time I watch Tarzan. I was mortified. Right after I told him I needed to leave. Oh, right after I told him I needed to leave. And while I was driving home, he texted me and told me that he knew I was the one and he wanted to give me the world.
What?
I never replied and he never saw me again. Dating in Provo is actually bizarre. Haha. Here's the part he's saying just so you can picture it better. Put your faith in what you most... Wait, it's coming back to me now. What you most believe in. Two
these lyrics are killing me.
Two worlds, one family. Wait, okay.
Yeah, two worlds, one family.
Oh yeah.
Trust your heart.
I don't know. Let fate decide to guide these lives.
And then it gets really high.
Is this Phil Collins?
I don't know.
Phil Collins really killed it. He did not have to go that hard.
He did not have to do that, but he did that for us.
Okay, that's cringe. Anyways, love you girls.
That is horrific. And you know what it's really giving me? It's giving me PTSD back to something I'm actually really missing at the moment, Provo's Most Eligible.
Oh,
when
the Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, when he started singing Phantom of the Opera on the date, that was truly one of the most horrifying moments of the show. Like, I think that...
That was so cringe. And then the guy came up and was like, can I steal it? And he was like, not done. And he kept singing.
Yeah, that was one of the most cringe moments for sure of the whole show. And there is nothing worse than when a guy, I don't even care if he's good. He could be no. David Archuleta. I don't care.
Well, maybe.
I'm like, you could look like Zac Efron when he's not even a singer.
Yeah, when he lip synced in the first High School Musical.
Anyway, it's just not a vibe.
No,
don't
it's
sing to
never
me.
A vibe.
Don't sing to me unless we're like getting married and you are actually David Archuleta.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that is where, that is the only exception.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, JC and Chelsea, longtime supporter and listener. You girls brighten my day with your positivity and humor every time I listen to your podcast. You both seriously have an energy about you that is so genuine, and you have said so many great things that have seriously changed my life. I feel
wow.
like
well,
keep That's it coming. Nice. I feel like we're actually friends, and I'm thankful to have you in my life in this capacity. Wow.
We are friends.
Thank you. That's very, very, very kind. Anyway, this first kiss story is truly horrifying. In high school, I sat behind this cute boy in algebra. He was shy, but super funny and cute. Ooh, the best kind.
Mm-hmm.
He was also on the basketball team, and I was a cheerleader, so that's how I first saw him. But then, when I saw we were in the same class, he was a year older, and he sat in front of me, my crush escalated. I was too shy to ever say anything to him in person, but one night he messaged me on Facebook. This is when Facebook IM chat was super popular.
Oh my gosh, remember when you would get a Facebook message from someone you liked?
Yes. Wow. I was shook. I remember staying up until like 2 a.m. messaging him, and he was so funny, and we had so much in common. We were still shy in person, but kind of flirted with each other. One night on IM, he asked me on a date. I was so excited and nervous. That Saturday, we went to dinner. Afterwards, we went back to his house and hung out in his basement. Very innocent, just watched a movie, but then he went in for the kiss. I remember my heart literally beating out of my chest because I liked him so much, I could not believe it was happening. All of a sudden, he jolted back with wide eyes and pale face and sprints to the bathroom. All I hear is him vomiting for a solid 5 minutes while I just sat there traumatized. I literally wanted to cry because I was like, is it me? I literally kissed my biggest crush, and within minutes, he was throwing up. Oh, so wait, they already did kiss?
Yeah, he kissed her and then he went in for the kiss, right? And then he...
Oh, so he did go in for... I thought it's like right before he's about to kiss her, he starts throwing up. But maybe. They did kiss and then he throws up. That's way worse.
That is way worse. You're like, cool, my breath was that bad.
He came back a few minutes later with some water and said he was fine, but I could tell he was embarrassed. But then he kissed me again, which made me want to barf because even though I could tell he used mouthwash, I could still smell the barf.
Ew.
And I literally heard it. The whole thing was so gross. I pulled away and he apologized. And then he admitted that he had felt sick all day but didn't want to cancel because he didn't want me to think he was canceling on me. Aww. And also really wanted to go out with me. We didn't kiss the rest of the night, thank goodness, but we finished the movie and it was overall a great night. He asked me to be his girlfriend a week later. We split after high school but got together again in college and are now married.
Oh, what the?
Was literally...
You really... That was a roller coaster right there.
That was. You really got me in the first half. Was literally the worst kiss of my life, but also clearly didn't steer either of us away.
Aww, oh, that's sweet.
That's actually so cute. Can you imagine the horror?
Oh, the horror. Of you just him? Think that your breath smells horrible.
There's nothing worse than bad breath. There's nothing worse.
No, there really is nothing
And we're
worse.
About to have a dentist on, you guys, mm-hmm. on our podcast. And we're actually both so excited about yeah. it. We have lots of burning questions for him. So don't you dare skip over that episode because it's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Hey, ladies. First of all, just want to say how awesome you two are. I love listening every Tuesday on my drive to work. I'm probably one of your few male listeners that listens. No, you are not one of few, my friend. I'm like, there's millions of you that listens every single week and absolutely loves it. My wife got me listening and now I just can't stop. Yay.
that's what really gets me it. When the couples listen mm-hmm. together. Love to see it.
You two crack me up and have made my 30-minute commute something I dread.
cool.
He's like, you really make me dread my drive to work. Something I dread to something I look forward to on Tuesdays. Okay. LOL. So here is my worst first kiss story. One night, I invited a girl over to my house to play some games and hang out. Well, we ended up kissing. Worst ever. I don't have a problem when girls wear makeup, but this girl was wearing way too much, LOL. As a young boy, though, I didn't really think much about it. I was just stoked to kiss a girl. So we started kissing, and all I really remember is just this super gritty feeling in my mouth.
Ooh, wow.
Now, remember, this was both our first kiss ever, so we didn't know how to, which is probably why I got a mouthful of makeup. Then to make it even worse, she tried using tongue, which you really shouldn't do until you have had some practice. Yeah, that's 100% for sure. She stuck her tongue so far into my mouth. I'm pretty sure she touched that little thing in the back of my throat. Your uvula?
Oh.
Did I say the right word?
Yeah, I think so. She's like, your ovulation? Okay. I wonder what he was tasting. Foundation? Lipstick? Like, what's the grittiness? Like gritty? I'm scared.
I don't know, like sometimes lips, like lip gloss can be
gritty.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, not fun, obviously. The night ended and she went home. The next night she texted me again asking if she could come over and practice some more. Haha.
Oh,
I didn't have the heart to tell her I didn't want to because it was horrific. So I just made up a lie and told her I was feeling sick. The nice thing though is we never really had any awkward feelings, so it made me feel a little better. Can't wait to listen to this episode. Keep it real, girls.
Ooh.
That's actually, it's nice to have a guy's perspective every once in a while because you don't really think about like makeup, perfume. Like,
yeah.
If you go to kiss a girl and you're a guy and it's like they have like weird lipstick on and it just like tastes kind of weird and you're like, okay.
Yeah. You know? Do you know what's funny? And this, I don't even know if this was, but maybe looking back, it was about kissing. But I remember like in high school, pretty much every boy I knew like hated lipstick.
Yeah.
Like they're like, no, don't wear that. Like I remember.
Or lip gloss. Actually.
Or lip gloss. Yeah. Just in general. But I don't even, I'm trying to think, is that because of kissing? Like I remember in high school, my boyfriend being like, I would say something like, I'm going to wear this lipstick. And he's like, why?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Now looking back, I'm like, was it literally because of that?
Well, and Nick always says, like, he doesn't tell me that he hates my makeup. But if I have, like, really glittery makeup, he's like, you got, like, glitter on your eyes. And I'm like, that's the point.
You're like, yeah, it's the lid star but from I Glossier. Like- use our code, what we said.
Go to glossier.com/podcast/what we said.
Yeah.
But I think it just confuses them more so. They don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
Some of them. But some of them do.
Anyways. I know. Some people, it is interesting. I feel like majority of guys do prefer less makeup. I mean, mm-hmm. not that we're dressing for men or wearing makeup for guys. We were just talking about this concept.
Yeah.
We're like, the audacity.
We do it for the girls and the gays, that's it.
Yeah. We're like, the fact that guys think like we even dress to impress them, it's like, I want other girls to think my style's cute.
Yeah.
That's where I'm that's why I'm dressing.
True.
Anywho, literally not even to impress my husband. I'm like, boys suck. Okay, first of all, I just want to say y'all are amazing. Keep doing you. Anyways, this is not my first kiss, but my first kiss with a particular person. We were driving around having a high school date after school, and he pulls in the library parking lot. We started talking and building up to the moment, and I'm filled with butterflies. I was so ready for that moment because I liked him for a while, but I was not ready for what actually happened. When he's finally brave enough to make that move, he goes in, not for a single smooch, but a full-on makeout and completely missed my mouth. He, no joke, made out with my nose for 5 minutes. And no, I did not say anything because I'm afraid of confrontation, LOL. But needless to say, it did not work out, but 5 years later, we're still great friends. What do you mean?
How does he not know?
How is he? Where is he? What do you mean? Making it with your nose. I'm beyond words.
What is your mouth doing?
I wonder if like the top lip was on the nose and the bottom lip was on the upper lip.
And he thought it was like.
The top?
If it was my nose, he would know within seconds.
He's like, ouch.
Literally. He'd be like, this is a little, feels a little weird. But how do you not feel that it's like a nose?
Okay. Questions that haunt me.
Questions that that will haunt me for the rest of my life.
One size fits all may work for accessories, but when it comes to your hair, we need something a little different. We all have such unique hair types, so obviously the same shampoo and conditioner or just hair products in general are not going to work the same for all of us. So that is why we are here to talk to you guys about Function of Beauty. It is hair care that is formulated specifically for you. No matter your hair type, they create shampoo, conditioner, and treatments to fit your unique needs. Function of Beauty has over 54 trillion possible ingredient combinations to make sure your formula is as unique as you. I'm sure we've all experienced where your friend or someone, you know, recommends some hair product to you. They're like, oh, it's so awesome. And then you try it and you're like, that does not work for my hair because all of our hair is so, so, so different.
So here's how Function of Beauty works. First, you take a quick but thorough quiz and tell them a little bit about your hair. So for example, I had to, you know, spill the beans, tell them my hair is very fragile, very oily, and not my best friend. Next, their team will determine the right blend of ingredients and they bottle your custom formula to order. Then they deliver your personalized formula right to your door in a cute customized bottle with your favorite color and fragrance. They even print your name on it, which is just the cutest touch. I've said this before. I've got myself my blue Function of Beauty shampoo and conditioner in my pink shower. It's what we said vibes. We're staying on brand. Their formulas are vegan and cruelty-free, which we love. They never use sulfates, parabens, or any other harmful ingredients. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized hair care brand with over 40,000 real 5-star reviews. We love to see that.
So what are you guys waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% off your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid for 20% off and to let them know you heard about it from our show. That is functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid.
Hi, ladies. I just found your podcast last week, but love it. Ooh, a new listener. I'm like, get out. Literally gatekeeps our own podcast. I'm like, oh, you're not an OG? Interesting. And have been binging all your past episodes. You guys seem so genuine and funny. I really enjoy the episodes. They make my downtime fly by. I think I'm illiterate. Okay. So my first kiss wasn't bad, but it was super embarrassing. I was hanging out with my current boyfriend for the first time. He was at my house and we stayed up until 3 watching The Office and talking. I was so tired and had fallen asleep right before he was about to leave. He woke me up to tell me he was leaving, so I walked him out to his pickup, still half asleep. I hugged him goodbye and literally fell asleep on his shoulder, standing up. You have narcolepsy? Then still half asleep. I apparently pulled back and kissed him.
Sounds
okay, sus.
Sis. Like, I didn't know what I was doing.
However, when he drove away, I freaked out because I wasn't 100% sure if we'd actually kissed or if I had dreamt it. Literally for a full day, I had no idea if it was real or not. And I only found out that we had actually kissed because my best friend teased him about me never kissing anyone. And he told her that I now had.
Okay.
Bonus. I didn't find out that I had made the first move until months later when I admitted to my boyfriend that I was asleep the first time we kissed. I thought he had no idea, but after I told him, he said that I had made the first move and that he knew I was sleeping and wasn't going to kiss me for the first time when I was sleeping. I died. Flash forward, we've been dating for over 3 years and he's my best friend, and thinking about our very first kiss still makes me laugh every single time. Aww. You know, I do believe you because Nick in his sleep does some pretty wild things. Like he says the strangest things in his sleep and not like in his sleep, but when he's waking up. What did he say the other day? He was like, I was like, hey, where are my keys? Like, where are the car keys? And he was like, downtown. And I was like, what? I was like, downtown. And he gets really frustrated. He's like, downtown. He's like, in the box downtown. And I'm like, what are you saying? And I'm like laughing. I'm like, Nick, do you know what you're saying right now? He's like, yes, yes. I'm like, okay, what do you mean they're downtown? Are they in the car? And he's like, yes, in the middle box, in the box in the middle. And I'm like, okay, so like in the middle compartment. Console. Yeah. And anyways, he always says very strange things like that. Like he'll say stuff like, that's on Twitter. Like I can't, one time he woke up in the middle of the night and he like, Sophie was looking and he was like, stop, like they're posting on Twitter. And I was like, what are you saying? And he's like, I don't remember. He's like, he'll like kind of remember, but not really. So I believe you, sis. I believe that was real.
That's funny. Yeah. Literally, we're asleep during the first kiss. I think we've told our first, or like, a general idea, but like my first kiss was Haney. Like it was not cute.
Yeah.
And I remember, I feel like either your first kiss is kind of magical where it's like, some people that literally marry the person they first kiss. I mean, we've heard some of those stories on our podcast. Yeah. And it's like, you're so excited and like, oh, like you kind of like can't wait to kiss them again. I remember mine was the complete opposite. Like after we kissed, I'm like, I do not like you. Like, yeah. No.
Who was it? I cannot remember. Oh, yeah. Yuck.
Like, so rude. Like, I'm just like, no,
looking
I don't
back,
even like.
I mean, you've come a long way.
Well, also, I'm just like, I don't know what I was, I don't know. No part
wait,
of him.
It was?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I thought it was someone else.
Yeah. But
yeah, there have been some, I think we've all had those where we're like, what?
It's just not
thinking.
Yeah. But then, because I was thinking, on the contrary, this is different than a first kiss. Well, I guess like my first kiss with Leif was exciting. Like I was like, oh, but me and Leif were just talking about when we said, I love you for the first time. Mm-hmm. And he was like, do you remember? Like literally when he said it, like I got giddy because I remembered when he first told me that he loved me, like outside of my house. And like I said it back and we were both just like, and then like,
oh, that's the best feeling.
Yeah, it's the best feeling. And then that night he like texted me, he's like, good night, love you. And I was just like, oh, like my heart.
I love that.
I'm like, oh, have times have changed.
He never says that to me anymore.
No, but it just becomes, obviously when you're married, it's like, becomes,
like love you.
Yeah, it's like, love you, bye. Like, good night, love you. It's not as, I mean, there are moments where it is like more meaningful, but it's just like when you're first in a relationship, everything is just so exciting.
No, 100%. I want a new one.
Like, I'm bored. Wait, when you and Nick first said I love you, was it like so, were you so giddy?
Yeah, I don't, I'm even trying to remember.
When?
Well, I mean, the first time Nick told me he loved me, I broke up with him the next day. Not really. But the next time when I told him I loved him, it was like mutual again. Well, when I drove to California to beg for him back, I don't know if I said, like, I love you. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure that I was, like, I, like, realized, like, how much, like, I do love you back. But I don't remember because I remember after I had confessed my love for him and he was kind of – we had, like, a month or two where I was, like, not sure if we were actually going to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we did, it was kind of long distance because he was still in California. And we would, like, talk and then we started to, like – talk and basically we got back together and then it was kind of like no messing around now. Like this is, you know, no funny business.
There has to be a point where at some point he starts saying like, hey, bye, I love you.
Yeah. And right? So at one point I remember him saying like, I don't want to say this over the phone. Like I want to wait till I'm with you. And then we were kind of like, okay, well, I know what that means.
Yeah.
Then I think the first time we saw each other again, he was like, I love you.
He's like, I want to break up with you.
You're like, well. He's like, I really want to do this in person. You're disgusting.
Okay. Hey, JC and Chelsea, I've been waiting for an opportunity to send a story in, and I hope this makes it on the podcast. This worst first kiss takes place about 2 years ago, and it was with my first boyfriend. I was a freshman in high school, and we had been dating for about a week. I honestly didn't really like him. I just wanted a boyfriend because my friends had one.
Nice.
Mood. One Sunday afternoon, he was invited over to my house for lunch. It was pretty awkward because my family didn't like him, so afterwards, I was eager to go somewhere alone. I felt like this was finally my chance to kiss a boy. We went on a walk through the couple acres of woods behind my house. After trudging along for quite a long time, I began to think I was not ever going to get the opportunity. Then suddenly, he turned to me and I stopped dead in my tracks. This kid looked like he had a lot of experience with this kind of thing because in one swift motion, he licked his lips, smirked, and then slammed his face into mine so confidently. We made out for what seemed like forever, but was probably about 5 minutes. When I decided that was enough because he was getting to be really gross, I started to pull away, but I couldn't. Panicking, I yanked my head back and fell to the ground from the momentum. My mouth throbbed with pain, and then I realized that our braces had latched onto each other and my fall had broken them apart. I was so embarrassed and my whole body turned bright red. He looked pretty angry and asked why I had stuck their braces together.
Excuse me, sir. Come on, sir.
What do you mean?
He's like, why would you do that?
She's like, hee hee, I tricked you. It's like, what do you mean? Of course,
locks them together on purpose.
And two, it's takes two to tango. Okay, so confused, I apologize over and over again. We dated for 2 weeks after that, but immediately after we called it quits, he told all his friends that my kissing was the worst he's ever experienced.
Nice.
Nice, dude. You're awesome.
You sound like a great guy.
There's nothing I hate more than that. That's giving me the vibes of, this is a totally different thing, but like when on Too Hot to Handle, Harry was like, she kissed me, like, and was all, and I'm just like, stop.
I hate
that. And it's that, like, we have video evidence, sir. In this case, we have video evidence. Actually, you came on to her.
Yeah.
So don't act like you're all hot and stuff.
No.
No, no, no.
Why do boys do that? And boys do that all the time. Like,
it's like, oh, she sucked at kissing. It's like, maybe you did.
Yeah. Well, and also they do the, oh, she went for it. She was like, you know, all over me. And then you're like, what? I've had that happen way too many times to even mention. But even Nick on our first date, like he, after we talked about it, I've already told the story of our first date. So I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but basically, we're at his house, and his TV downstairs with all the couches wasn't working, so we had to go upstairs into some room. I think it might have been literally his parents' room, and no one was home, and we had to share a love seat, not even, like a one-person chair. And he was like, okay, like, let's sit on here. And so I'm like, okay. So I'm like, he's like, you were like touching me and like cuddled up to me, and I'm like, sir?
You're like, I had no choice.
I had no choice. I was basically sitting on your lap because we had such a small chair that you made me sit in.
Yeah, you're like, you
and
knew
so
what you were
doing.
I'm
not just going to be like stiff. I'm like, obviously I'm going to like relax against you, but I'm like,
you know what? That brings up another memory of mine. Similar vibes. When me and Leif went on our first date, we went to a comedy, mm-hmm. like a comedy club. And he's like, yeah, I could tell you liked me because like you kept looking at me when you laughed. I'm like, sorry that I'm like a nice person who's
an
like
engaging
on a,
person.
Engaging with you on a date that you asked me on and you're paying for. And so, and I am having a good time. It's not like I'm faking it, but it's like,
yeah.
You know, when you like laugh and like look at someone, yes. like it's funny. He's like, yeah, I could tell you like liked me so much already. I'm like, sir.
If that's the case, me and JC are in love. Because
yeah.
literally every time I laugh, I look at JC and we just die laughing.
No, literally. I'm like, that's sir. Funny. I'm like, don't flatter yourself. Also, yes, like I did have a crush on you. But
like, yeah,
you're
I liked you, but you don't know that. And also, I've had many, many times when it's like this one guy I dated in high school, like brought me out to his backyard. Like we were swinging and then he like went in for the first kiss. And then like weeks later, I hear that he's telling his friends that like I kissed him like I was all over him. And I'm just like, what like, gives so, you the impression, sir?
You're like, you set up the whole system. Yeah. You went in for the kill.
You set it up and then you make it so awkward that I'm like, okay, like, and then he goes in for an, and like maybe I go 10%. That means that I'm like all over you.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
No, you boys are sus. That's all I've got to say. This is a short one. Okay, ladies, I was up at university and started smooching this guy. Things were getting a little heated and I felt something on my cheek. I went to the bathroom after and he must have been sick or something because he kept sniffling. I look in the mirror and there was literally snot all over my face. That was the last time I talked to him. Good. P.S. Love the podcast and you guys.
Absolutely not.
No. That's all we're going to say about that.
I'm like, moving on. Can you imagine just a big snot
Ew.
On your cheek? That's
snot.
Pretty heiny.
I hate snot.
Okay, picture this. 7th grade. Catholic school field trip from St. Louis to Jeff City, the capital of Missouri, to see all the history, politics, blah, blah, blah. It's a 2-hour drive that my then class of 18 seventh graders had to endure with a couple of parent chaperones. We all know the cool kids sit in the back of the bus, right?
True.
Well, with 18 kids, everyone thinks they're cool and there are no secrets. So everyone is, there are no secrets? Okay. So everyone is squished into the last few rows of the bus playing, you guessed it, truth or dare. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I'll get a cool dare, maybe involving the cute boys like Kevin and Lucas. But instead, I get dared to kiss Logan. He was a fine guy, but he and I had a past. Like he bought me Valentine's Day chocolates every year from grades 2 through 5, but my heart was not in it, LOL. So I wanted nothing to do with him. Alas, he leans in for the kiss and I sit there while he kisses me. My eyes are wide open and my entire class is crowded in my face yelling, kiss, kiss, kiss. Seconds later, it's over. And cute boy Lucas is like, ew, why did you keep your eyes open the whole time? I'm startled. I'm ashamed. And I will never kiss anyone again. JK, but also I was scarred. Then in comes the Catholic school. I'm recovering from the embarrassment the next week when our seventh grade class is asked to stay behind after the all-school mass. Our seventh grade teacher, and the church coordinator all stand in front of us and lecture us on the inappropriate behavior that some of us participated in.
Oh, no.
Shame washes over me once again. The class blames me like I wanted any of this. To top it off, I get home from school and my mom has received a letter from our priest informing her that I kissed a boy on our field trip and I should be reprimanded. She literally disowned me. Kidding, but I was grounded and had to seriously debate whether I wanted to try kissing another boy anytime soon.
Oh,
love you guys.
Oh my gosh.
That's traumatizing.
You know what was probably even worse? Is that Kevin and Lucas were probably like, kiss him, kiss him. And you're just like,
really? Like kind of trying to impress, but also yeah. You're like, really?
And you're like, why do you want me to kiss him? Like if you liked me, you would like, you know, when that happens yes. Where they're like, yeah, you should totally go on a date with this guy. And you're just
like, I like you, idiot. Yeah.
You're like, really?
Yeah.
What a terrible thing to happen. Seventh grade also is just a horrible time in general.
Did people in your junior high like plan to kiss? Like, do you ever remember people like planning to go to the bathroom? Because we had
to go to the bathroom, but like, oh, the kiss was like such a huge deal.
In seventh grade, I think it was, this couple or like this guy and this girl, people would be like, meet in the bath or like by the bathrooms in 25 minutes. Like, they're going to make out.
And people would watch?
Yes, and people would literally go and just like watch them and they would just like go ham and like make out.
You're joking.
No. How repulsive.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I'm like, okay. Also, when things
junior
like
high
this,
so awkward.
It really is traumatizing when it's like, I feel like kissing a boy is the worst thing. Not the worst, but like you think of it as like the biggest deal of your whole life. Like your first kiss, you're just like, oh my gosh, this is the end all be all.
Yeah.
And then you barely even remember it when you're older.
It's like what was my first kiss again?
Yeah. And you're so nervous.
It's true.
And I think I've said this before, but for some reason, which this seems so unlike my family now. Like, I have no words for I'm so shocked that this was a thing. But my parents or my mom was going to give me, like, I forgot what it was. Like, a literal trip to freaking New York if I didn't kiss a guy before I was 16.
Really?
Something like that. Because that was, like, a rule to not kiss until you're 16. Which, again, I feel like is not, like, my parents now. Like, I think it's just the first kid they're more strict with. Because I'm like, I don't even think they care, like, what my brothers do. But anyway. And I kissed someone I was 15. Again, wasn't worth it. I'm like, would have rather gone on the trip to New York than kiss this kid that I kissed. And I like told my mom and I was like, I think I was like crying. I was like so upset that like I didn't get the trip to New York and that I kissed this guy. And she's like, well, sorry. And I was like, rad. Wasted it on like. But it's just like, kid, again, it's like the biggest deal. Even the fact that my parents made it, that thing where it's like, you get this if you wait. I'm like, why? It's this is just a stupid kiss.
Yeah. And it's like so meaningless at that age. I know. Okay. Hi, guys. Buckle your seatbelts. This is a wild ride. It was the summer of my senior year of high school. My boyfriend and I went to Lake Tahoe for the day. We are in California, obviously. Oh. I had been dating the guy for about a month and I knew our first kiss was coming up. So I thought this would be the day because it's so beautiful there. First, we get there and he orders garlic chili cheese fries for lunch. Talk about Haney. I thought that was a sure sign it wasn't going to happen today. Yeah, it should have been. But then he casually suggests we separate from the other friends we were with and swim to this island of rocks. Okay. I was all in because I knew that I might get some action after all. It was a few hours after the fries. A few hours is not enough for garlic, my friend.
No.
We started swimming, and I guess it was further than he thought because I can tell he is really struggling to swim. I was honestly concerned I was going to have to swim him to the island. Yikes. But we made it to the island, and he starts complaining about a stomach ache. Oh. Double yikes. So we are sitting there in the perfect kiss spot in the middle of the lake, and he can't stop complaining about his stomach. I feel bad for the guy and honestly a little embarrassed for him. A few minutes pass. He calms down. I can tell he wants to kiss me. I kid you not, we are both leaning in for the first time when a group of moms and loud kids comes out of nowhere from the rocks behind us. We laughed so hard, I can't even explain it. We then move to another area where we think the families can't see us. We are leaning in again to give it another try when they somehow find our spot again and the moment was ruined. Are they searching for you?
Yeah.
Seems creepy.
Okay.
Finally, after laughing for a long time, we were both so determined to do it, we said, screw it, let's give the families a show. We kissed in front of everyone. It was a peck. They like don't even care. They're just like, what? You're like, yeah. Let's give them a show. They're yeah. like, we're just trying to enjoy the lake. That's not the end. We now have to get back to land. We found a shorter path to swim to the shore, so we did that. But this path meant climbing a huge rocky cliff to get to the highway above and walk the shoulder of the highway back to the beach.
That sounds so terrifying.
Terrible. We ended up scaling a mountain, okay. making it to the top, climbing over the highway divider into a full-on construction zone. Mind you, we are in our bathing suits with no shoes. All of the construction people are yelling at us to leave. We literally cannot go back down the cliff, so we have to walk a mile up.
A mile?
That's a long way. Of a construction zone alongside stopped cars and workers who are yelling at us, put some clothes on. Ever tried shoes? Get off the road, naked freaks. Stuff like that. Also, it's 100 degrees out, so the asphalt is literally melting out onto our bare feet. Oh my gosh, this sounds horrible.
All for a freaking kiss, huh?
By the time we made it back to the beach, I was crying from the pain of melting cement. Wait, melting cement?
She's like, my feet did have to get amputated.
The cement was stuck by blocks. I had to carry blocks of cement on my feet.
No, she said that?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I was shaking. That'd
be impossible. Just blocks of cement. They are permanently encrusted to my feet now. I do have cement blocks underneath my feet as permanent platform shoes.
Honestly, kind of a vibe. Okay. By the time we made it to the beach, I was, okay, yeah, crying from the melting cement. He was carrying me as much as he could, but his feet were burning too. Oh, and I should mention, this was both his and my first kiss ever, like in our whole life. While the story is horrific and hilarious, I love it because it is part of our story. I guess the garlic chili fries, bad swimming, forced kiss with viewers, and traumatizing pavement melting experience worked for me because we have been dating for 3 years strong and are so in love. Aww. Thank you for reading my story. It's the worst, but also the best. So I thought it needed to be shared. I love you guys so much and will always support you and your content. Oh, that's sweet.
Wow, that is sweet.
Oh my gosh, that was a roller coaster.
Okay, get this. There was this boy that I was in love with. I was a junior and he was a senior, and we had tried to hang out so many times and date each other over the years, but it was just always the wrong timing. Then, both finally single, I convinced my best friend to hang out with his best friend, and we go over to his house to watch a movie. Me and this boy started kissing and then making out. I was on top of him, and all of a sudden, I feel like our faces are wet. I thought he had a bad runny nose, and I started to get a little grossed out. I pulled up to see his face bright red. I touched my face and realized there is blood everywhere, and then I realize it's coming from my nose. We run to the bathroom and we are both literally covered in my blood, and it's all over his bathroom and his shirt. I was mortified. I had waited at least 3 years to kiss this beautiful boy, and I bled all over his face. We ended up dating for like a month, and then he broke it off. But he ended up telling the whole football team.
Come on, dude.
So that's a nickname I could not ever escape from.
What's the nickname?
Bloody nose. Bloody girl or something. That is so annoying. Like, again, I've said this before in our other story episodes. It's like sometimes you hear a story and you're like, oh, yeah, that would suck. It's like, no. Put yourself in that person's shoes. Like, you've been waiting 3 years to kiss this guy that you think is so hot, and then you bleed all over his face.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
No, that actually is heinous.
You would want to just run away and hide. You're like, you gotta be kidding me.
I know. What was the worst kiss you've ever had?
Honestly, probably my first kiss.
Really?
Yeah, and the only other one that I can think of, I think I've said this before, is like this guy I went on a date with that I just didn't really, I was like, I know, I wasn't really into it. And he was like, basically asked me, he's like, are you going to give me a kiss? Or like, can I kiss you or something like that? And I was just like, okay. And I just went along with it, and it just was not a great kiss. And I remember being like, I should have said no. Like,
should have said no.
Yeah.
I should have gone home.
Exactly. In hindsight, again, it's like the older you get, the more you realize like you shouldn't just say yes or appease people just so they're comfortable. And he wasn't like super creepy or anything, but I look back and I'm like, I should have just been like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But instead you just feel bad. And I was like, okay. And so then we kissed and I was like, ew.
I know.
Like, that was not worth it. I didn't like it. I
just wish boys were better, like, readers of situations where it's just like, can't you just tell I'm not feeling it?
Also, it's like, don't ask.
Oh, no, don't.
Don't ask.
Do get consent, my friend.
Yeah. Horrible advice. Don't I'm, like, going for the kill. But I'm saying the way, it's literally the principle of, like, the, like, can I have a hug guy?
Yeah.
But he's like, are you going to kiss me? And I'm like, can't you just feel the vibes? And it's like, if you lean in and, like, I lean in too. Great. If you lean in and I lean away, back up.
I was going to say, a great way is like for a simple kiss, leaning in about 70%. Don't go the whole 100%. Don't force it upon her. Go in about 70%. If she meets you there, then great. Then you have a consensual kiss. If not, yeah. Leave her alone let her leave.
And I feel like what I was just thinking about, because I was thinking, I guess it would, I'm not against people, someone saying like, oh, can I kiss you? It's like, okay, that's actually, again, like getting consent. That's important.
Consent,
but also,
king.
I'm like, we respect a king. But also, I feel like I'm thinking of mine and Leif's first kiss. It's like, you don't have to do that because you both know you're like obsessed with each other.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, you both know you're feeling it. So there's no need to be like weird about it. It's just like, he looks at you like lock eyes and you're like, okay, we're definitely going to kiss right now. Because we just like each other.
True.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you shouldn't, I feel like, I don't know. I can see if it's a first date.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, then don't kiss them if you have to like.
Yeah.
Just read the room.
Yeah. Nick didn't read the room. That's why I rejected him, our first kiss as well. Because it was like, again, that was another thing where he was like, you're giving me eyes. And I'm like, I was not giving you eyes. Like, yeah, maybe I was giving you eyes. Like, I liked you. I thought you were cute. But I wasn't giving you eyes. Like, come kiss me.
Literally
like,
just trying to mesmerize me.
Like in Aladdin. You know that part where like Jafar's eyes go like crazy? Yeah, that's not what I was doing. I'll just be honest with you. Okay. This is the last one I'm going to read. Hi, ladies. I wasn't going to send in this story since it was so long, but my friend said it was too good not to share, so here it goes. One night, I had a bunch of girlfriends over, and we were using the hot tub. While this was going on, I was Snapchatting this boy I liked. As the girls were leaving, I nonchalantly asked him if he wanted to come over to use the hot tub, and to my surprise, he said yes.
Ooh,
getting steamy. Not gonna lie, I went into full panic mode. He showed up, and I brought him through the side gate into the backyard. It wasn't until after I'd already gotten in when he told me he didn't bring a suit. I told him to go in his underwear or something. He took the or something as not wearing anything at all.
No, absolutely not. What do you mean?
We talked for a little bit, me on one side and him on the other side. He started to rub my thigh with his hand, and before I knew it,
you're gonna say something else.
Oh my god,
I'm terrified.
I'm terrified. Okay,
is this part of PG-13? I'm fine with PG-13.
He was on my side of the hot tub. He leaned in and I blushed and said hi, to which he responded, hey, before leaning in for the kiss. We were kissing for probably 30 seconds before my floodlights came on. I totally forgot that my parents were home and their bedroom faces the backyard.
Absolutely not.
We quickly pulled apart and looked up to seeing my dad staring at us through the window.
Nope.
We got out, he got dressed and dried off before coming inside to see my mom sitting at the dining table. I introduced him shyly before walking him out. When I came back in, my mom looks at me and says, well, your dad is too mad to even come down the stairs right now, but was that your first kiss? I just shook my head yes. My mom then said, well, congratulations, but next time bring him through the front door. And that was it. I didn't get in any trouble at all, even after she realized he was naked the next day.
Okay, that is,
that's not okay.
That's not okay with me,
sir.
What do you mean? Is it, this isn't even her boyfriend?
How are people that comfortable? Like,
it's like we're getting a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, as a society, I think we need to take a step back and just rethink a couple of things, especially if you're a teenage boy. Don't be disgusting.
When she says, come over for a hot tub, you bring a swimsuit.
When girls get yelled at for wearing a two-piece, yet guys walk around hot tubs completely butt naked trying to kiss girls, no thanks. The double standard is sus, if you're asking me.
Well, I would just be so stunned. Like, also, doesn't that kind of hurt? Like, it's so hot in there.
Well, I mean, you're in there anyways. Yeah.
I'm like, doesn't it burn? You're, you know. No, seriously, that's insane.
The confidence.
The confidence.
Ooh. Truthfully.
Yeah. That
How old is he?
Takes some balls. No pun intended.
Oh, yeah, my I don't gosh. Know. Wait, how old were they? I don't know. I'm thinking they're in like ninth grade and I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Have you even gone through puberty? Do you even have armpit hair yet?
If it's their first kiss, they got to be like probably kind of young. They're probably not in college at that point.
Also, I don't know about on this podcast if I said this or not, but there's such thing as the 5-date rule, which actually is a thing for things other than kissing. But my brother and I, we wanted to do this in college. And, you know, I think I have told this, but I'm going to say it again. Basically, you don't kiss somebody until they take you on 5 dates. Actual dates, not hanging out, like they've taken you on 5 dates. This
That's
seems
a long
like
time.
A lot. Yes. And this is why it's 5 dates. Because by 5 dates, you actually have gotten the chance to actually know them. And if they've got, if they're going on 5 dates with you, you know that they actually like you. Also, there's a little bit of like game playing in there where they're like, oh, I almost want to like get to 5 dates. Even if they start out thinking like, you know, as part of the chase, like, okay, I got to get to date 5 and then I can kiss her and then I'm going to leave her. Like, even if that's their mindset going into it, they have the chance to actually get to know you and develop feelings for you. And then it's like, you know, if they really do like you, then date 5, you kiss and you end up together, you know? And apparently it worked because that's what I did with Nick. And that's why I told him I didn't want to wait till date number 5. And guess what? We're married now. So if you want to try this, people are not used to it. They want to kiss on the first date, which there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're wanting to spice things up and you're noticing that like guys just take you on 1 or 2 dates and it's like you kiss and then nothing happens, just try this out. You can even tell them about the 5-date rule. Be like, hey, sorry, like I have a 5-date rule. I promise myself I'm not kissing anybody until the 5th date.
Love it.
Let us know how that works out for you.
Okay. Hi, girls. First off, I just want to say I love your podcast, especially ones with your listeners' stories. Now to get into the kiss. I was 15 and this was my first real date with this boy. We went to go see The Fault in Our Stars. It gets to point in the movie where the main guy's friend says that his thing with his girlfriend is saying always. So this boy turns to me, leans down and whispers always into my ear. In such a creepy, drawn-out voice that it sounded like he was planning to kill me and keep me in his closet or something. He tried to kiss me then, but I just did not react and kept facing forward. Then later on in the movie, I think during the scene where the two main characters sleep together, he tries to kiss me again. This time I let him because I decided it's just unavoidable. Let me tell you, it was awful. He was basically mopping my chin with his tongue. I am telling you, there was so much saliva on my face afterwards, I did not know what to do. All I can remember is thinking, where are the fireworks? And wow, I can breathe just fine. Wait, what? I don't know. I was thinking she's going to say she can't breathe. She's like, wow, this is awesome.
Well, I can breathe perfectly.
Then later after the date, he told me he liked the way that I nibbled on his lip.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's what she says. She said, excuse me. I did not nibble on his lip. Anyway, we only dated for another month. What do you mean, sis? A month? You let this go on for a month? You let this man mop your chin for a month?
Literally.
Before we broke up. And this boy has since then, on multiple occasions, told me he is still in love with me. Guess I must have been an awesome kisser.
Don't tell me he texts you always still.
Oh.
He's like, always.
It's too much. Like,
boys, don't be cheesy like that.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, some guys are just so... Cringe. Yeah, I guess it's cheesy, but it's so cringy to me. And like some girls, I think, really love it. Like they're so here for it.
I don't
it.
Know who.
No, I can think of a few that I'm like, I bet they would love that.
Yeah.
Or they do love that. Like their man is just like a little cheese ball and they like it. But like, seriously, I mean, obviously that's not my personality, but I feel like if Leif was to do something like that to me, I'd be like, ew.
Always?
Yeah, even if you used to be like, always. I'd be like, ew, what are you doing? Ooh. Even now that we're married.
There's a way to do cheesy and there's a way not to do cheesy.
Yes.
And there really is ways to be like very sentimental. I love a good romantic thing, but it's like, just know the difference between cringe and corny and then like
cute.
Actually sweet and cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually it's like the authenticity of it.
That's true.
When it's like, oh, I heard them say always, so I'm going to lean over and be like, oh.
It's yeah, like, it's like, that's not,
ew,
let's
stop.
Not pretend that that's like a cute thing coming from your heart.
Yeah. And before you do something, think, would I like this done to me? Probably not.
Would I like someone to mop my chin with their tongue?
No. Probably not. Actually, some people are weird, so shames them. I'm like, some people like weird things. They're into weird things. Okay, my last one. This is actually my last one. Please buckle up for the worst. Why is everyone saying buckle up? How did I know?
How do they know what?
I'm like, that we're in the car. Please buckle up for the worst first kiss story of all time.
You guys hear that? That's my bloated stomach.
JC keeps punching her bloated
stomach. I'm not punching it, but well, yeah, I kind of am. You know,
does it feel better when you do that?
No, it actually kind of hurts. It's just like,
cool.
You know, when your period hits and you're just massive, like
yeah.
Literally, I've said this before. I know what I'm going to look like pregnant based off of this right here.
Yeah.
Like, it's huge.
It does look like a pregnant belly.
It's pregnant.
It's like round.
It's so round. And aww. It's just, it's That's really, sweet. It's really a beautiful thing.
I love being a woman. Don't you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, my freshman year of high school, a senior guy set his sights on me.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. I was super shy and innocent, so I really had no idea of his intentions and zero experience with boys.
Wait, how old is she?
She's a freshman. He's a senior. It does get kind of creepy like that.
Okay, that's a little bit
They're
sus.
Like 14 and they're like 17 or almost 18.
Yeah.
Things start getting the lines start becoming real thin mm-hmm. at that point.
And I feel like it's so weird. I was going to say this earlier, even when the girl was like, I was a junior and he's a senior. I'm like, for some reason, like the seniors, you just feel like they're so cool and yep. like so dominant that it's like, if you're a junior and a senior guy likes you, it's just like, or better yet, I guess if you're a freshman or a sophomore and like a senior guy wants to like take you to prom or take you on a date, it's like, oh my gosh, I must be the hottest girl in town.
Yeah.
Anywho, keep going.
And zero experience with boys. One night he picked me up and drove me to our high school parking lot. And after we sat there chatting for a while and he offered me some fruit snacks. Okay.
Yeah, this is getting real sus.
Yeah. He found in the glove department. Ew, he found them?
Department.
Well, these fruit snacks were at least... Oh, compartment.
The glove department.
Just the glove department at a store. Then we went to Macy's and went to the glove department. Well, these fruit snacks were at least 10 years old and hard as rocks. When I tried eating one, it got stuck in my back molars and I said, oh, crap, it's totally stuck in my molars. Oh, no, I already know where he's going to go with this.
If he says he's going to get it with his tongue,
I'm
out.
And he said, let me see. I thought that was weird, but I was so nervous. I opened my mouth as far as it could go, literally like I was at the dentist. Instead of looking into my mouth, this guy sticks his tongue out as far as it can go and starts digging around in my mouth with his tongue. There were no lips involved.
Ew!
No lips involved in the crime. I was shocked, honey. Picture me stone still, wide-eyed, with my mouth cranked open and him poking his tongue around inside my mouth like an anteater searching for food. After a second, I leaned away and was like, what was that? And he was like, it's called making out. And I was so sheltered and inexperienced, I believed him, and that's how he made out with me for the few months that we dated. Ew, this guy sounds like a creep. He sounds like a real creep. Once he tried to pay me to do it.
Pay?
He tried to pay me to do it back to him, and when I didn't, he called me a whore.
Okay. And that's on toxicity.
And that's on toxic masculinity right there. When you won't do something sexual with him and he calls you a whore. It's like, yeah, it makes a lot of sense, fam. In hindsight, I know he made out with tons of girls, so it's not like he didn't know better, and I still can't figure out what he was trying to do. I did not understand the hype about kissing for quite some time after that ordeal. P.S. Love you ladies and love the podcast. Yeah, I wouldn't either. I would be like, I never want to make out again. Are you kidding me? That's disgusting. Literally, I should just go to the dentist if I want that feeling.
It's like, did he plan that? He's like, okay, first we get the fruit snacks out. It's going to get stuck in her molar for sure because these are at least 10 years old. Like, what's the plan? How was he? Okay. I can't. The fact that he's like, let's say make out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, where'd you learn that?
The fact that he offered to pay you to do it back to him, you said no, he called you a whore. I can't with that.
No, that's going to be a hard no from me.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you guys so much for these amazing stories. We have even more, but we're going to stop there so that this episode isn't 2 hours long. Thank you guys for always participating in these because like we say, we can't do these kinds of episodes unless we get stories from you guys.
Without you guys.
And you guys always come through with truly the most shocking tales of them all.
Thank you for going through these traumatic experiences for our entertainment.
Yes. We love it. If you guys are not following along with our podcast Instagram, it is at What We Said Podcast. Make sure to follow along. It's real fun time over there. And you will be the first to know when we are doing a story episode like this. So you can, you know, email us your stories. They're always anonymous. So yeah, thank you guys. And also, if you want to rate and review our podcast, we realize we forget to say this. We never really say it, but it really is super helpful to us and our podcast. It helps other people find us. And in the podcast world, like the ratings are, it seems to be important for some reason. So if you guys love our show and you have not rated and reviewed, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. We seriously read all of them, the good and the bad. And we're just grateful for the feedback.
Yes,
so
we love it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you. And that's what we said. Goodbye.